win for victims of crime, with the state government agreeing to form an independent advisory group to tackle youth crime that's rapidly increasing in many parts of the state, including here on the Sunshine Coast. It'll work to improve how feedback from victims is received and dealt with, and is thanks to Ben Cannon and his movement, which has piled on the pressure for action.
They certainly, I think, were put on notice after our rally. They've gone away and, in their own way, put together some ideas of what they can do to support our recommendations. What we've had to come away and do is, I think, just break down some of the points and make sure that we're on the same page.
A young boy who was hit by an alleged drink driver at Blibli on Sunday has undergone more surgery in hospital. The 12-year-old had screws inserted to his lower right arm and surgery to his upper arm. Surgeons also inserting multiple screws and a bolt into his left leg. Well, the Sunshine Coast community has so far raised more than $16,000 to help the young boy's family cover living expenses so they're able to remain at his hospital bedside. A 27-year-old Blibli man has been charged with drink driving following Sunday's crash and is due in court next month. The University of the Sunshine Coast is calling for volunteers to take part in a 7-month clinical trial which will investigate a potential new treatment for celiac disease. The trial treatment will be for people who still suffer from symptoms like abdominal pain, bloating and nausea despite them sticking to a gluten-free diet. The trial will be based out of Sippy Downs and also be conducted at UniSC's Moreton Bay and Brisbane campuses. You can volunteer to take part if you're aged between 18 and 80 and meet their criteria. And you may notice some smoke around Mooloolaba, Alexandra Headland, Bardrum and Maroochydore today. It'll be coming from a controlled burn within the Alex Forest Conservation Area. The burn will cover 1.5 hectares of bushland as part of Council's bushfire management plan.